Christ Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Zachariah and Elizabeth, baby boy, who was born to become a forerunner for Jesus. The same John was born to prepare the way of the Lord, to make his path straight. Because one day, John and Jesus would meet up to be baptized in the Jordan River. John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who take away the sins of the world." And it was about that time, my brothers and sisters, when God broke his silence, the Holy Spirit descended like a dove. And now I understand why God was silent for 400 years. It was now time for the world to hear God. And so God broke his silence when he said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." For 400 years, God had not said anything. But when Jesus came onto the sea, when he was being baptized in the Jordan, God broke into the affairs of man and said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." And for the next 3.5 years, Jesus, who is the Word, was here on earth revealing God's Word to the world. Now I understand why Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." And now, as believers, you and I are commissioned to continue to reveal God's Word to those who do not know him. As I close, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heirs of all things, and through whom also he made the universe. But that's not the end of the story. We began our message by stating, when God is silent, he sends a messenger. God the Father sent Jesus the Son into the world to reveal his Word. But the end of time, but in the end of time, God is not silent. In the end of time, God is not quiet. Because in the end, my brothers and sisters, God will speak again. He spoke when Jesus came and was baptized. But in the end of time, God will speak again. God will speak again and tell the angel, "It's time." Some have said it was Gabriel. Some theologians have said, but the Bible does not confirm that it was Gabriel. The Bible confirmed that it is an angel. It's time for whoever that angel is to blow your horn. My brothers and sisters, it's time for that angel to blow the horn so that the believer will hear. "The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise." Blow your horn, for the dead in Christ shall rise first. Blow your horn, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up with them in the air. God will call an angel to blow his horn. Some says Gabriel, but it is not important who blows, but it is important that God sends an angel to blow the horn. And we who are alive and remain will be raptured out of the world. God has broken his silence because for 400 years he had been silent. But now God, the Lord God Almighty, says, I am intervening in the house and I am raising up a nation, bringing them into a covenant relationship with me, and I'm taking them home. Is there anybody in the house who know what I'm talking about? You've been bought with a price. The Lord has spared you and I from a world of sin. His son came to save us and restore us and regenerate us and baptize us and revitalize us. But most of all, his son came to save us. If there is a horn that ought to be blown, it's to acknowledge the presence of our Lord, our God, and our King. Now I understand why the Lord was silent, but I know now that God will speak in the end and draw all men unto him who have a covenant relationship with him. The price has been paid. The suffering is over. The wages of sin have been paid. The Lord who came over 42 generations, demonstrating the eternal love of God, is now moving on the behalf of those who are his. Over the 8 billion people in the world, all created by God, but not all of God's children. But one day, the Lord will separate the sheep from the goat. I don't know if you're a sheep, and I certainly don't know if you're a goat, but I know a man who knows my story, who knows your story, who saw you from the beginning of time. I know a man who walked the streets of Jerusalem, who called upon the name of the Father and say, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I know a man, and you ought to know him too. His name is Jesus. My rock in a weary land, my shelter in a time of storm, my way out of no way, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is our weary. And when we are wounded, he gives us rest. So I thank the Lord for another day and another opportunity. For my God is worthy of all praise. He is worthy of all honor. And he is worthy of all glory. Because when God was silent, he sends a message or a messenger. We salute and praise him for how great, how powerful, and how eternal is our God. The doors of the church open. And if you're here today and your desire to accept the Lord as your personal Savior, you may come as a candidate of baptism, you may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come with a Christian experience. Is there one today?
How great is our God?
Sing with me, how great is our God?
Oh, see how great is our God? How great is our God. Oh, see
like I know you know it.
You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. How great.
We serve an awesome God. I wrestle with that message because God was prophetically speaking, and I shared with Sister Mathis that message broke me. Just reading about what God did, the comparison between Elizabeth and Mary, the comparison between what God did with Elizabeth, barren, who shouldn't be able to have a baby, and Elizabeth, and Mary, rather, who was a virgin that conceived through a miraculous conception that God made happen. And so it broke me just reading. And I told Sister Matthew, I don't know why I'm crying. I don't understand. I should be rejoicing. But the Savior of the world was about to be born. The only man that was born to die. And maybe that's what broke me. An innocent baby born to pay my sin, your transgressions, so that all of us would have a right to salvation. And it broke me. I thought about it should have been me dying. Because I was sinful, but I thank God that Jesus spoke those words directly to God the Father to say, Father, forgive them. And I share so oftentimes, and if you've been in my Bible study, I say God has provided a way for all of us to be saved. If any man does not make it in, it's because he does not want to be there.